must be something wrong with me, Linus. Christmas is coming, but I'm not happy. I don't feel the way I'm supposed to feel. I just don't understand Christmas, I guess. I like getting presents and sending Christmas cards and decorating trees and all that, but I'm still not happy. I always end up feeling depressed.
Charlie Brown, you're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Maybe Lucy's right. Of all the Charlie Browns in the world, you're the Charlie Browniest.
That's shoes for industry, Charlie.
And it's food for thought, you know, Mr. Brown.
Dolan, go ahead. Tell the folks the Christmas message.
Let the defrocked father speak.
Go ahead, Father.
Well, as Billy Graham said, Chairman Mao was quoted as saying that a revolution is something which must not only call for belief, but must be experienced.
I'm glad you mentioned Billy Graham, because you know what else he said? He said we had rats in our day, too. The only difference was we killed our own rats, and the government didn't do it for us. That's what he said.
Well, you know, the rat population, you know, was being considered an endangered species by the Small Animal Administration.
Administration, yes. I know.
The reason being is that rats used to die in the millions, as you know, Doctor, from overdosing on marijuana and warfarin and, you know, things
Those
like that.
Those were only the wharf rats that... Involved with the warfarin scandal.
Poor pathetic little creatures falling over.
Well, on welfare.
I know. Walking those ropes.
Welfare rats are very high now. Mm-hmm.
Ever since the rats rose, however, to the positions of responsibility within the Bureau, we've had to considerably change our propaganda about rats.
The great filibusterers.
Yes. Have you talked to Director Rat about this lately?
Yes, and I spoke to the assistant chairman, Mr. Rat, also his brother-in-law at the same time, and they definitely wanted us to change the image that rats have been getting.
Well, we're going to retailor the symbol of the Small Animal Administration and get rid of that little puppy doggy and a little pussy catty that we had in the middle of it.
And a little squirrel in the background.
Senator, please, don't cry. Those are all dated imagery, we say, in the office. We're going to put Foursquare, a rat, right in the middle with a map of Brooklyn in back of it to let people really know where the money is going to go.
And where it's coming from, too.
That's true. That's true.
Suits for those rats are now $5 and $6.
Are we suing the rats? Good God, I've got to get my papers together and go to court. Just a minute.
Well, you know, it all started when, in 1977, duplicate President Noxon gave the rats the vote. That's where it started.
It wasn't so bad that he had to start at 18-year-old rats.
That's right. That really got Nixon's monkey up.
And by the time a rat's 18, he's been everywhere. He's been in every major city in this country.
He's been to Europe, Asia, Vietnam, tours of duty on the USS McClintock.
Many rats took off with Bob Hope yesterday at the Burbank Air Force. The National Guard... It stood on either side, you know, a line on either side of the walkway.
A three-gun salute.
Yes, they shot three rats, too, in doing so.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't any accident.
Well, it won't make them any friends in Washington.
Well, it's the only way you can get rid of the little buggers.
Well, you let them get on the plane, and then, you know, they push them out once they get over Vietnam.
They parachute down with all the money they leached from the American government.
We save a few bucks that way. We don't parachute
down. I say give them a separate country. That's what I say is give them a separate country.
Ratland. Like
rats to you.
Ratland, right next to Liberia.
Yeah.
President Abraham Lincoln Tubman Rat.
That's right.
Of Ratland.
And they can go over to Liberia and read and educate themselves. Get better.
They can have a Lend-Lease.
Although a better rat is a frightening idea, you know.
But a frightened rat is twice as dangerous.
Yes, how are we going to possibly keep them frightened? Africans are afraid of nothing, you know.
I'm having trouble keeping a woman. Keeping millions of rats is going to be an incredible problem for a man like myself.
They already have super rats because they've been eating the poison for so many years they've become addicted to it.
And so have I.
Nobody sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to emphasize it? Thanks for the Christmas card you sent me, Violet.
I didn't send you a Christmas card, Charlie Brown.
Don't you know sarcasm when you hear it? Pigpen, you're the only person I know who can raise a cloud of dust in a snowstorm.
But the storm clouds was already gathering over Europe. All over Europe, storm clouds gathered together over the storm-clouded land. As far as from Elbe to Rhine, the storm clouds gathered, their black shadows racing across a storm-clouded landscape as Europe trembled under new threats of storm clouds. Yes, but the horizon was darkened with gathering storm clouds when it began to rain from storm clouds all over Europe. From Elm to Rarn, rain. From Trieste to Mlen, rain. From little scrubby cottages in the North Sea to little scrubby cottages in the Dead Sea, storm clouds rained a heavy hail of rain, pelting, falling, dropping, dripping, lashing, whisperin', aspirin, all over Europe.
Get snowflakes on your tongue. It's fun. Need sugar. It's too early. I never eat December snowflakes. I always wait until January. They sure look ripe to me. Blanket. What are you gonna do with it when you grow up? Maybe I'll make it into a sport coat. I think you have a customer. May I help you?
I'm in sad shape.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please. Boy, what a sound! How I love to hear that old money clink. That beautiful sound of cold, hard cash. That beautiful, beautiful sound. Nickels, nickels, nickels. That beautiful sound of clinking nickels. All right, now. What seems to be your trouble?
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
Well, as they say on TV, the mere fact that you realize you need help indicates that you are not too far gone.
I think we better pinpoint your fears. If we can find out what you're afraid of, we can label it. Are you afraid of responsibility? If you are, then you have hypangeophobia.
I don't think that's quite it.
How about cats? If you're afraid of cats, you have aelorophasia.
Well, sort of, but I'm not sure.
Are you afraid of staircases? If you are, then you have climacophobia. Maybe you have thalassophobia. This is fear of the ocean. Or gerophobia, which is the fear of crossing bridges. Or maybe you have pantophobia. Do you think you have pantophobia?
What's pantophobia?
The fear of everything.
That's it!
Mr. Ishakwa.
Mr. Austin.
Yes.
40 years ago, you told an interviewer, if you can laugh at something, it has no power over you. You still believe that?
Yes, because it just sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
Now I'm going to think about it. Let's see, why is that? It's good, isn't it? I mean, actually, when you really think back, when I really think back to...
Which isn't too far.
As Peter said, I didn't go too far. Bad brain. Peter's right about FM radio, freeform radio, what we actually came out of, what we actually, how
created,
how God's name we were created. These four odd people that in a sense had never met each other,
four
had
is
not
even.
Been for the radio, yeah. We came out of, we also came out of this odd period that we've all obviously looking at our age went through of turmoil and foment and revolution, etc., and God knows all those words come rushing back at you in that world. And obviously, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm in there just blathering away. I'm 28 or 30 years old or whatever the hell I was, trying to talk about power, which is what... And then we would sit in writing sessions and try to work out the idea of power in terms of our work and all that, the grid and power and this and that. And it all got down to the feeling. Peter and I were both incarcerated by the Army for a while.
At that time?
Yeah.
At the time we were in the Army, reserves.
Everybody was running scared. Everybody, we as a generation were scared shitless.
They called Beat the Reaper when the draft at Yale, in the alumni magazine, they used to have this thing called Beat the Reaper, which was when, you know, picking numbers out of a hat. So, yeah. You know.
So we all tend to... Now, that period of time, the period of time we all kind of rise out of, is seen as kind of cutesy and charming, the way people look at the 50s now. And, you know, all those adorable hippies and all Woodstock and all this stuff. And everybody forgets the amount of fear and concern, particularly among intelligent people.
It's quite true. Males, particularly amongst males.
Yeah.
Draftable males.
We were trying to sort of ride right at the edge of commerciality and non-commerciality, and trying to make sense of what the hell we thought about anything and still try to make comedy records at the same time.
True.
Thanks, Kat. I hope that's a great answer.
Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
You need involvement. You need to get involved in some real Christmas project. How would you like to be the director of our Christmas play?
Me? You want me to be the director of the Christmas play?
Sure, Charlie Brown. We need a director. You need involvement. We've got a shepherd, musicians, animals, everyone you need. We've even got a Christmas queen.
But I don't know anything about directing a Christmas play.
Don't worry. I'll be there to help you. I'll meet you at the auditorium. Incidentally, I know how you feel about all this Christmas business. Getting depressed and all that. It happens to me every year. I never get what I really want. I always get a lot of stupid toys or a bicycle or clothes or something like that.
What is it you want?
Real estate.
The price of Brazil land goes up on Monday, February 29th. Buy this weekend while the old prices are in effect. Brazil is one of the few places in the world today where land investment is a stable issue. Starting Monday, all Brazil land will start in price at $10 an acre. Buy now from Ralph L. Jones, land broker, 117 North Main in Broken Arrow. Phone Riverside 32068. That's Riverside 32068. As of Monday, those who've already bought Brazil land will realize a gain on their investment.
What's going on here? What's this? Find the true meaning of Christmas when money, 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 spectacular, super colossal neighborhood Christmas lights and display contest. Lights and display contest? Oh no! My own dog gone commercial. I can't stand it. Oh!
I've been looking for you, Big Brother. Will you please write a letter to Santa Claus for me?
Well, I don't have much time. I'm supposed to get down to the school auditorium and direct a Christmas play.
You write it and I'll tell you what I want to say.
Okay, shoot.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
Just then, a towering sailboat drew up alongside, and her heart froze, because she could see in his eyes that the yacht embodied a new way to break open their stalemate. "If you married me," Schultz said, "you could have anything you want. I make $4,000 a day." It was the paltriness of the new gambit that was so shocking. Years later, Tracy recalled thinking, "Why did you say that? A romantic soul like you?" And to her further surprise, she then burst into tears at how desperate, but how imaginatively out-of-touch desperate he was to marry her. It was a plea as much as a proposal, and she cried because he was asking her to be a bird in a gilded cage. After all this time, he still did not know her, or seem interested in knowing her, did not know that money would not entice her, did not understand that she wanted to be his real partner.
What kind of a car are you going to give me? Daddy?
I was thinking about,
Pops?
A Boss 302.
It's corny.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
It's got chrome.
I don't want Boss. What other kind of a car? Well, let me hear a bunch of them.
Well,
I don't have a choice.
There's the, how about the Cutlass Supreme, son? Cutlass Supreme.
Square,
nice.
Sort of, you know, 1930s movies. And
it's Errol Flynn. It's got a lot of dash, a lot of verve.
Yeah, who needs a dash, man? I just want to.
Well, you got to have a dash in the front of the car.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What else?
Delta 88. It's got a nice 1948 sound about it.
Delta sounds of, you know, south.
South of the Delta.
Down south. Delta. I don't dig it, no.
Let me see now. There's the Duster and the Hornet.
That reminds me of the Depression.
And the Rebel.
You keep telling me
The Ambassador, the Ambassador.
Rebel
about
has
that?
A it's nice a ring to it, but I'm afraid of...
No, I don't think Rebel would be good. Javelin. Javelin's got a sports image.
Who needs it?
How about a computer image? AMX.
Oh, come on,
AMX.
Pop.
AMX.
Wow, man.
Charger? Chargers come in three kinds. Three kinds
dumb.
Of chargers. Three kinds of really grand chargers. The Daytona Charger?
No.
The 500 Charger?
No. Some like the Eliminator appeals.
The Eliminator. The Eliminator. Let me see if I got that. I got
Why don't you get him a Humbler?
Humbler.
That's what he needs. A little humbling.
Thanks,
Doris,
Mark.
Lay off this.
Oh, a little
what about
humbling.
A swinger? A swinger.
No, I'd rather
the Chrysler has a swinger.
I'd rather have a red Melba or a Wealthy or a white Astrakhan or a Holland or a yellow Transparent or a Beverly.
And we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown!
Oh no, we're doomed!
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
Here he comes! Attention, everyone! Here's our director!
Man's best friend. Well, it's real good seeing y'all here. As you know, we are going to put on the Christmas play. Due to the shortage of time, we'll get right down to work. One of the first things to ensure a good performance is strict attention to the director. I'll keep my directions simple. If I point to the right, it means focus, attention, stage right.
If I make a slashing motion across my throat, it means cut the scene short. If I make a revolving motion with my hand, it means pick up the tempo. If I spread my hands apart, it means slow down. It's the spirit of the actors that counts. The interest that they show in their director. Am I right? I said, am I right? To do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeepers' wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Good evening. This is the Angst Hotel. Indeed, I do. It's a lovely one on the second floor with a view of the view. I've been living there since I retired. Oh, yes, of course. It's a lovely basement suite with a dog. Nor do I. That's why I keep it in the basement. It does when the upstairs tenant is bathing, yes, comes right through the floor. Naturally. The Edgar Allan Poe wing is entirely empty. We could wall you up. In the Amontillado Annex, very private. Oh, right, right. Tell me, do you like sports? How very fortunate. We have an Olympic-sized pool. Well, 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 we have an Olympic-sized tennis court as well. It's right there in the swimming pool. But there's nowhere else to stay anywhere near here. So you'd be missing the festival. When you get here, the natives need a stranger to initiate into their secret ritual society. Oh, nothing to it. Unless, of course, the volcano spirits need appeasing, but that's not likely. Our last guest seems to have done the trick for this year. Superb! Our Canadian chef does surprising things with bananas, and our menu is printed in three languages. Well, I don't know. I can't read any of them. I simply order the specialty of the day. Today it's dog. Yes, but as I told you, I don't like dogs, so I'll just order a pizza. I'll probably order it to hold the anchovies. I'll probably order it out of my sight. I really hate a pizza that won't take orders. You're very welcome. Do send me your name, and for being such a good sport, I'll send you a free gift. Goodbye.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin. No, no, no! Listen, all of you! You've got to take direction. You've got to have discipline. You've got to have respect for your director. I ought to slug you. Ugh! I've been kissed by a dog. I have dog germs. Get hot water. Get some disinfectant. Get some iodine.
Now, for the first time on Beat the Reaper, we're going for the big disease. The icebox is being unlocked by the president of the Armenian Medical Association, under whose strict supervision these toxins are being administered.
This is it. Doctor, give him that really big disease. Now, patient, can you hear me? You've got 10 seconds to tell us what you've got. And for the last time, beat the Reaper!
I don't know, whatever it is, I want to die.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. That's not correct. You didn't beat the Reaper. Doctor, bring the patient out and show the amphitheater audience and all the folks at home just what he's contracted.
According to my careful prosthesis, this man has the plague.
Thank you, Doctor.
You're welcome.
You've got the plague. Well, isn't he a good sport? We'll be back in just a moment with our next patient, but first...
All right, script girl, continue with the scripts.
Linus, you've got to get rid of that stupid blanket. And here, memorize these lines.
I can't memorize these lines. This is ridiculous.
Memorize it and be ready to recite when your cue comes.
I can't memorize something like this so quickly. Why should I be put through such agony? Give me one good reason why I should memorize this.
I'll give you 5 good reasons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Those are good reasons. Christmas is not only getting too commercial, it's getting too dangerous.
And get rid of that stupid blanket. What's a Christmas shepherd gonna look like holding a stupid blanket like that?
Well, this is one Christmas shepherd who's going to keep his trusty blanket with him. See? You wouldn't hit an innocent shepherd, would you?
Okay, Mr. Director, the cast is set. Take over.
All right, let's have a quiet. Places, everybody. Schroeder, set the mood for the first scene.
Cut! Cut! No, no, no!
Look, let's rehearse the scene at the inn. Frida, this
is... We can't go on. There's too much dust. It's taking the curl out of my naturally curly hair.
Don't think of it as dust. Think of it as maybe the soil of some great past civilization. Maybe the soil of ancient Babylon. It staggers the imagination. It may be carrying soil that was trod upon by Solomon, or even Nebuchadnezzar.
Thou who walkst in the sky with splendor and terror, king of battle.
Let it go!
The raging fire god. God Nurgle. Nurgi.
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 The
Nurgi?
God Nurgi.
Your
right.
Dog Nurgi?
Nurgi, the dreaded Nurgi, fire dog of the Venusians.
Hey, Nurgs, did you hear that?
I'll read it
some more. Okay, Nurgi, sit up now. Nurgi, the fire star,
Nurgi.
Comes like a raging storm. He is also called Shirapu, the
Shirapu?
Burner, and light that flames from heaven, and Lord of Destruction.
And Farnad the Flatulent, too.
Yes.
That's Nurgi also. Nurgi was the god during, like, pre-Babylonian times, when the Babylonians were just beginning to, as we say in Natural History Now here at the Groucho Marx University, getting it together. During the Assyrian groovy period, the great god Nurgi was known to fly over the people and... Oh, good, I'm glad you got that fish. the great god Nurgi was known to fly over large areas of the Sumerian desert and flatulate. Flatulate is an astronomical expression meaning growing flat like a cod across the solar eclipse.
Like a clip. Like a piece of cod.
Like a piece of cod. Like a cod.
Like a piece of cod.
There was the old Babylonian, beginning myth that the whole earth was not a bowl turned upside down, but a cod piece raised by its experience. And that holes in it, because of the bleach used on the material, would let through the light from the living room, and the Babylonians then thought of this as God, basically.
Sort of makes you want to treat me with more respect, doesn't it?
You're an absolute mess. Just look at yourself.
On the contrary, I didn't think I looked that good. Sally, come here.
What do you want her for?
She's going to be your wife.
Good grief.
Isn't he the cutest thing? He has the nicest sense of humor.
All right, now, there's no time for foolishness. We've got to get on with our play.
That's right. What about my part? What about the Christmas Queen,
Are you going to let all this beauty go to waste?
You do think I'm beautiful, don't you, Charlie Brown? You didn't answer me right away. You had to think about it first, didn't you? If you really had thought I was beautiful, you would have spoken right up. I know when I've been insulted. I know when I've been insulted.
Good grief.
If you want to be having for the rest of your life, help me make a friend here on for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. If you want to be having for the rest of your life, help me make a friend here on for your wife. So for my personal point of view, get another girl to marry you. A pretty woman makes a husband look small, and very often causes his downfall. As soon as he marries her, then she starts to do the things that will break his heart. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you'll be happy for the rest of your life. An ugly woman cooking meals on time, she'll always give you peace of mind. If you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry.
Let's take it from the top again. Places. Action.
Charlie Brown, isn't it a great play?
That doesn't. Now look, if we're ever to get this play off the ground, we've got to have some cooperation.
What's the matter, Charlie Brown? Don't you think it's great?
It's all wrong.
Look, Charlie, let's face it. We all know that Christmas is a big commercial racket. It's run by a big Eastern syndicate, you know.
Well, this is one play that's not going to be commercial.
Look, Charlie Brown, what do you want?
The proper mood. We need a Christmas tree.
Hey, perhaps a tree. A great, big, shiny aluminum Christmas tree. That's it, Charlie Brown. You get the tree. I'll handle this crowd.
Okay. I'll take Linus with me. The rest of you practice your lines.
Get the biggest aluminum tree you can find, Charlie Brown. Maybe paint it pink.
Yeah, do something right for a change, Charlie Brown.
I don't know, Linus. I just don't know. Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
I suggest we try those searchlights, Charlie Brown. This really brings Christmas close to a person.
Fantastic. This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
This is the music I've selected for the Christmas play.
What kind of Christmas music is that?
Beethoven Christmas music.
What has Beethoven got to do with Christmas? Everyone talks about how great Beethoven was. Beethoven wasn't so great.
What do you mean Beethoven wasn't so great?
He never got his picture on bubblegum cards, did he? Have you ever seen his picture on a bubblegum card? How can you say someone is great who's never had his picture on bubblegum cards?
Good grief.
And all that stuff? No, no, you don't get it at all. I mean jingle bells. You know, Santa Claus and ho, ho, ho. And mistletoe and presents to pretty girls. That's it!
We're back.
Stupid Charlie Brown.
What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a tree! I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about.
The Lord God planted a garden east
Who's
of
that?
Whittier at a place called
Yorba Linda. Oh, I thought it was God.
And a child, Richard, there grew to manhood. And he was righteous, and he took to wife the damsel Pat, and she was righteous, and they were righteous together. For they knew not wine nor strong drink, and their status was middle-middle, and they offended not, and the number of their cavities were fewer, and they suffered not irregularity, for they were chosen among all men. And one day a deep sleep fell upon Richard, and there appeared an angel of the Lord, which said unto him, Fear not, O Richard, for yea, though thy beard be black, and thy jowls pendulous, thou art comely, and glory shall one day be thine. Whence came it that young Richard was filled with the Holy Spirit of ambition? For he was a low potential high achiever, and he tried harder than he might be number one. And the elders asked, Who shall be our champion, that we may be saved from the scourge of the new dealers? And they read a classified ad upon the tablet saying, Wanted, future pharaoh. Pigmentation must not be unseemly, neither shall he partake of the feast of unleavened bread. For they were not equal opportunity employers. Whence came young Richard, and he saith, Yea, verily, I shall sweep the liberals before me and sting the Democrats with a swarm of wasps. And they found his words gracious and sent him to the wicked city of Washington. Now it came to pass that Ike ruled over the land, and he summoned young Richard unto him, saying, Art thou clean as a hound's tooth? And Richard went before the media and cried, I am clean, I am innocent, and my wife weareth a Republican cloth coat. Wherefore did Richard sit at Ike's right hand, and it was a time of peace. And the time that Ike ruled over the land was 8 years, and he grew old, wherefore he chose Nixon to reign in his stead, saying, kings are not always wise. Sometimes they're just there. And Nixon journeyed unto the land of the Latins, but they liked him not and spat upon him. And he journeyed to the land of the false prophet Marx, and he went into their kitchens and spat in their borscht. And when he returned, the people muttered, is he not overmuch righteous? And there rose up against him a young prophet, John, the tribe of Joseph, a man of many talents, and a leader of a mighty clan. And he took Nixon by his beard and broadcast him down. And Richard's heart grew sad, and he walked through the valley of the shadow of the losers. Whence did he hie back unto California, where he strove to be chief, but he was beaten. And when the scribes came unto him, he said, yea, I asked for votes, and you gave me the shaft. Woe unto ye, for ye shall not have Nixon to smite around any more. And Richard departed alone, and the liberals laughed and mocked him. And he gat no heat, and he died. And he was 4 years dead.
That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
Hey. I'm Richard Nixon, owner and general manager of Richard Nixon Chevrolet.
Hey, Dick, would you tell
here
me?
In the fine city of Maywood, Belle.
I would buy a used car.
You know,
for me, Dick.
We've got literally hundreds of these little fellas down
Richard,
here.
Why did
I'll
the White House Christmas tree fall down?
So you can hear
why did it fall
what
down?
They sound like. Golly, that little fella there just died a happy death.
Do you know
under
that the
my
Christmas
shoe.
Tree, Dick,
well,
that you,
you know, it's our job
here.
To provide
our president
that
is
two
selling
train
cars
derailments
in order to,
and then fell over.
In order to make it. He can't afford it for a salary, you know.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Because the last time they raised the president's salary was in 1970-02.
Something like
and,
that.
And he was getting 200,000 World Bank dummy credit write-offs then, which was a lot of money. But now, because of the Freeze Act, it isn't worth anything, and he's selling cars just to make it very democratic.
Linus is right. I won't let all this commercialism ruin my Christmas. I'll take this little tree home and decorate it. And I'll show them it really will work in our play.
First prize? Oh, well, this commercial dog is not going to ruin my Christmas. I've killed it. Oh, everything I touch gets ruined.
Such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love. Charlie Brown is a blockhead, but he did get a nice tree.
What's going on here?
Romany, Lily, pulp him. You pull, holly upon plump. Join union, noon, jump. Imply null, kill, ink, milk, null, opinion, million. Limp, only, minimum, look, pupil. Monopoly.
Bar, barroom, saloon, cocktail bar, lounge, buffet, lounge, bar, barroom, saloon, cocktail.
Hello, Russia, can you hear me? Hello, Russia, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Seems to be interference on the line, Mr. Bresnan. We're trying to get through for you now.
I'm trying to get the word through to Russia, if you can help me, please. Can...
I believe the other end is open.
Hello, Russia. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
It was the night before Christmas. It was the night before Christmas. The night no creature stirring in the house. No, not even a the children nestled in their beds, with visions dancing in their heads. The stockings were all hung with care. St. Nicholas would soon be there. Yeah. Stockings hanging by the fire. Stockings hanging by the fire. Stockings hanging by the fire. Mr. Claus is rising. Mr. Claus is rising. Santa Claus is rising. Yeah, he's rising, rising. Rider on the sleigh. Rider on the sleigh. Happy holidays. Santa's on his way.